Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Beis deals with the case of a Nazir who is both a Safek Metzora Muchlat. He is possibly a definite Metzora. Now, we're not going to talk about today, this is not our topic at all, about how one could be a possible definite Metzora. But he is a Safek Metzora Muchlat. And he is also a Safek Tamei Meis. So we have here Nazir, Shaya Tamei B'Safek, U'Muchlat B'Safek. So he is potentially stuck trying to resolve as many as two different issues before he can actually complete his Naziros. First he has to deal with Tzara'as, and then he has to deal with Tumah, and only then can he deal with his Naziros. But of course these are all Sfekos. There's nothing Vada here except for the fact that he has a Naziros that he has to do. Now, usually, the Tahara process for the Metzora involves two full-body haircuts. One at the beginning of his Tahara process, so that is, once the Tzara'as goes away, so then he gets a full-body haircut to begin the Tahara process, and then the Tahara process involves counting 7 days, and that is where he's called Metzora B'Yemei Sofro, when he's counting, and after counting 7 days, he gets a second haircut. After the second haircut, he goes to the mikvah, Har of Shemesh, the sun goes down, and the following morning, day 8, he brings his korbanos and becomes permitted to eat kudshim. That's what usually happens. Our case is considerably more complicated because, first of all, the same haircut cannot count for both Tzara'as and Naziros. It has to be a completely separate haircut. And secondly, Tzara'as, both during the days of Hechlet, when he's definitely has Tzara'as, and during Yemei Sofro, when he's counting to become Tahor, caused the Nazir to be Soser. We learned that in the last parak. So therefore, the Tzara'as must be resolved first, because until the Tzara'as is resolved, he can't even begin to count his Nazirus, Betara or Betuma. And so in our case, we will see that he will need to count 4 Naziruyos in order to resolve everything. So, of course, the first thing that would need to be resolved, if it were a Vadai, is the first haircut for the Metzora, the first haircut of Tzara'as, which starts the Tahara process. Nothing really happens until that first haircut takes place. But since he is a Nazir, he can't cut his hair right now because he's a Nazir. And it's Safik Tzara'as, not Vada Tzara'as. If it was Vada, it would be Docheh Naziros. He'd be able to cut his hair right now, even though he's a Nazir. But not in this case. So therefore, he must count, this Nazir must count 30 days. The first 30 days, and these 30 days, and the Tagachas that follow, basically have three possibilities. First of all, it could be just waiting around to cut the first haircut of the Metzora, which he can't do faster than that because he's a Nazir. Second possibility is he's not a Metzora at all, and we're waiting to cut the hair for a Tagachas Tumah. Now, that too could be done right away, but since it's only a Safek Tumah, he has to wait 30 days because of possibility number 3, that he is neither a Metzora nor Tameh, and this is his Nazirus. So that's the first 30 days. The first 30 days happens. He, because of these three reasons, he needs the first 30 days, and at the end of the 30 days, he cuts his hair. Now, if he's a Metzora, we're just getting started. If he's a Metzora, he has now begun Yemei Sofro. So really, we waited 30 days just to get started. And at the end of 7 days, he will need another haircut. Of course, since he is a Nazir, he can't get a haircut after 7 days. He's going to have to wait 30 days. Right? So these 30 days and the following haircut might be two things. Right? It might be the second haircut of the Metzora. Or if he wasn't a Metzora, then it could be his Naziris Tahara, following the Tagachas Tumah of the first 30 days. So at the end of this second 30 days, he gets a second haircut. Now at this point, if he was a Metzora, he's definitely done now, because he's done the first haircut, he's done 7 days, really more than 7 days, between them counting. And he's got the second haircut. He goes to the mikvah. The next morning, he can bring his karbanos. And, as the Mishnah says, Ochel b'kodshim achar shishim yom. he can eat kodshim, he can eat from Karbanos after 60 days, because it took him two sets of 30 days to get through the 7 days of the Metzora Tahara process. But now he's done. He is no longer a Metzora for sure. He can eat kodshim. But if he was a Metzora, he hasn't even started to resolve his Nazirus. He's only dealt with the Metzora, with the Tzaras stuff. So now he has to start dealing with the Nazirus. If he's not Tamei Meis, he needs to count 30 days B'Tahara and he'll be done. But of course, he has a Suffolk Tumas Meis, and therefore he needs to take Achas Tumah before he does his Nazirus Tahara. But he can't do his Achas Tumah right away, because maybe he's not Tamei at all. Like maybe he was a Metzora, and so we need to wait those first 60 days, but not Tamei Meis. So therefore, we have to wait another full 30 days before we can do the Tegachas Tumah. And at the end of those third 30 days, he's going to cut his hair. Either that's a Tegachas Tumah, if he is Tamei, or it's a Tegachas Tahara, if he's not Tamei. And then, of course, if he was a Metzora and a Tamei Meis, those 90 days only got rid of the problems. He has yet to actually do the original Nazirus that he promised. And so, therefore, he must now count a fourth set of 30 days, at the end of which he will do a Tegachas Tahara. And that is why the Mishnah then continues to say, V'shosa yayin u'metam l'meisim achar mei v'eshim yom. At the end of that fourth set of 30 days, he will finally be finished with his Nazirus, and he will be permitted to drink wine and to become Tamei Meis. And the reason for all of this, the reason this all took so long, is that Taglachas Hanega, the haircut of the Metzora, Docha Taglachas HaNazir Bezman Shivadai. It is Doches Nazirus only when it's definite Tzaras. Bezman Shi Safek, when it is a Safek Tzaras, in a Docha, it doesn't override the Isser of the Nazir to cut his hair. And therefore, we have to wait 30 days and 30 days and 30 days and 30 days to resolve all of these things. And finally, at the end of 120 days, the Nazir is done with his 30-day Nazirus.